Our text for this morning's message, as I said before, is from our the Epistle of Romans. For while we were still weak, at the right time Christ died for the ungodly. For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one would dare even to die. But God shows His love for us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Dear friends in Christ, you know, we're always comparing and contrasting. This microphone, I tell you what. We're always comparing and contrasting. You know, we need something from the store. What's the best product? What's the best brand? What's the best value? Our minds are actually constantly evaluating different ideas, maybe putting one aside, setting them side by side, seeking to determine the better of the two ideas. And even though we might not like to admit it, we're always comparing ourselves to others, comparing how we look, where we work, and what we have. Our text this morning invites us to compare and contrast. In verse 8 we read, "But God shows His love for us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." God shows His love, Paul says, when you stand next to the cross of Christ and you're compared to Jesus. In light of such love, where do we stand by comparison? Standing next to Jesus, I mean, think about it. How do we measure up? How do we compare? When we stand with Jesus, what does it really reveal about us? What does it reveal? More than that, what does it reveal about Jesus? Obviously, standing next to Jesus, there's no comparison. Jesus is the Son of God, true man. He is righteous. He doesn't know any sin. And as God, He has all power and all might. Now, you and I, by comparison, we stand, if you will, in sharp contrast to Jesus. Next to the righteous Son of God, our unrighteousness and our ungodliness, well, it's painfully obvious, to be sure. Like Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden after they fell into sin, we might try to hide from our Lord. We might even foolishly seek to cover our own sin with fig leaves, if you would. But standing next to Jesus, who we are and who He is very clearly shown. See, by nature, we are weak, unrighteous, and ungodly. To put it simply, we're sinners. We're sinners. And if we look at our gospel reading today, when we place the Samaritan woman next to Jesus, I mean, she's there next to Jesus, there at the well. If we compare the two, well, the contrast really couldn't be any greater. The difference first in their ethnicity, he's a Jew and she's a Samaritan, well, it pales in comparison to everything else. We have the righteous Son of God next to the unrighteous. We have a saint next to the sinner. We've got the all-knowing one speaking to the woman who doesn't know and who doesn't understand at all. Of course, what she tries to do is she tries to hide from her sin. I have no husband. And she's right about that. When in fact, of course, there have been five husbands and now a man who's not her husband. Then she changes the subject, like we all do. Of course, that's a little uncomfortable. She changes the subject to debate the proper place for worship. But again, the contrast remains painfully obvious. This woman in the presence of the one sent from God who knows her past and her present. She's in the presence of the Son of God. Of course, when you and I are standing next to Jesus, it kind of shows the obvious as well. It really proves who we are. We're weak, unrighteous, ungodly sinners. But our text today actually draws a different comparison than this. The point of comparison here in Romans 5:8 is between us and the cross of Christ. When we're placed next to the cross of Jesus, what does it show? What does that reveal? When you look at us and the cross next to each other, what does it prove? Well, the answer is that it proves God's love. But God shows his love for us in this, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. When the point of comparison is us and the cross of Christ, God's love for us is revealed. It's proven. It's demonstrated to us. This glorious contrast and comparison is beautiful. If you go back to verse 6, "For while we were still weak, at the right time Christ died for the ungodly. For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one would dare even to die. But God shows his love for us in this, for us, and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." See, God's word invites us to make another comparison. Who would need to be standing next to you for you to say, "My life for yours"? That's the big question. In other words, put me to death so that she can live. My life for his. Now, you might offer your life to save the life of a family member. You might even offer your life to save a child. The reality is, though, very few would give their lives to save one another. We hear about it in war. That's why many times we award the Medal of Honor to those who have shown bravery and given their lives for others, because it is so rare. Paul writes here that somebody might do this for somebody who's righteous or a good person, but laying down your life for one who's ungodly, who's unrighteous, who's a sinner, that's kind of unheard of. That's like saying, "Yeah, I'll step into the electric chair, or I'll die by lethal injection in place of a murderer." That's kind of what we're talking about here. The only time we ever hear of this happening is on Good Friday. It's on Good Friday. There we see Jesus, our Savior, and there we are standing right with him with all of our sin, all of our evil desires, all of our ungodly works, our unrighteous deeds. And Jesus says, "My life for yours. I will endure the punishment that you rightly deserve for your sin. I'm the good shepherd, and I will willingly lay down my life for you, even though you're a sheep that loves to wander. I'll pay the debt of your sin, a debt that you could never repay. I, the sinless Son of God, will suffer in sadness so that you, the sinful child of man, may live in gladness." See, as we stand with Jesus, as he offers his life for yours and mine, God's love is revealed to us. That's how he shows us his love. By the death of his Son, God shows, demonstrates, and proves his love for each and every one of us. Because of Jesus, our standing before God has now changed. Paul writes it this way. He says, "Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through Jesus, through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him, we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand, and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God." Since Jesus offered his life for us, in the eyes of God, we're no longer unjust, but we're justified. We're no longer unrighteous, but we're clothed in the righteousness of Christ. We're no longer a sinner, we're a saint. We're no longer an enemy of God, because of our sinful rebellion against him and his commands. But we are at peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So think about this comparison and rejoice in your present as compared to your past. Who you were by nature to who you are now in Christ. In other words, what we actually deserve because of our sin, compared to what our God in Christ has freely given to us. We were once standing in the muck and mire of our sin, and now we stand in the grace of God. So by Christ's death, our standing before God has changed. We're justified, declared not guilty through the blood of Jesus. With sins forgiven, we have peace with our Creator. By the faith that we have actually been given, we now stand in God's grace and will remain in God's grace throughout all of eternity, because our hope is a sure and certain hope. It's firmly founded in God's love shown to us through the death of His Son. And since our standing with God has changed, even our suffering takes on a whole new aspect, a whole different purpose, if you will. As somebody who has been justified, as we have been justified, our suffering isn't God's wrath over our sin. It's not God being angry at us and that's why we suffer. No. See, Christ endured all of God's wrath for our sin there on the when He took our place on the cross. So, by God's grace, even the believer's suffering in this fallen world is sanctified. Even our suffering is sanctified. See, God's at work in all of the things, all the aspects of in our lives, including our suffering. Here's what the way Paul puts it. Not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. See, the love of God is now abundantly poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. It's happening today. We come to this place with our sin, and God's love is poured into our hearts. I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, He says. Take, eat, this is my body. Take, drink, this is my blood shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This is what Christ says to us. We come to this place with all of our suffering, all of our trials, all of our afflictions, all of our cares, and God's love is poured into you and me. It's poured into our hearts to strengthen us, to comfort us, to produce in us endurance, character, and a hope that will never, ever disappoint. So there's even joy in suffering, because we face suffering with the confidence that nothing in all of creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord, as Paul talks about later on in Romans. See, if it weren't for the grace of God, we wouldn't be able to stand. But through Jesus, our standing before God has actually changed. The proof is the cross of Christ, the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. When we're standing next to the cross of Christ, God's love is revealed to you and me. We sinners, well, we're forgiven for the sake of Christ. And as unworthy of love as we are loved abundantly, unconditionally, and eternally, forever. And in our suffering, we are given peace, endurance, and hope in trial and in sorrow. Never, ever doubt it. Never, ever doubt it. Instead, as you stand next to Jesus, stand next to His cross. And God the Father will again and again and again show His love for you. Because while you were still a sinner, while I was still a sinner, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. his name. Amen and amen. And now may the peace